Georgia, online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Coast Guard is developing a plan to extract four South Korean crew members trapped inside a cargo ship turned on its side off the coast of Georgia. Responders made contact with the crew this morning, more than 24 hours after the vehicle carrier overturned. The Golden Ray was carrying 4,000 cars. Britain's House of Commons Speaker John Bercow says he'll step down by the end of next month after a decade in the job. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Bercow has told lawmakers he will leave his position by October 31, the day Britain is due to leave the EU. He says he will quit both as Speaker and as a Member of Parliament. Bercow has angered the Conservative government by repeatedly allowing lawmakers to seize control of Parliament's business to steer the course of Brexit. He says he is simply fulfilling his role of letting Parliament have its say. Meanwhile, a bill that would force the Prime Minister to seek a delay to the October 31 deadline if no deal is reached has become law with royal approval. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Afghans fearing more Taliban violence after President Trump called off talks with a terrorist group. The Taliban attacked at least two districts of a northeastern province overnight. It's not clear whether the U.S. Taliban talks will resume. Also at SRNNews.com, Congress has returned for its fall session.
Democrats are pressing Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell for action on a number of issues, including election security and, following this summer's mass shootings, gun violence. But McConnell has promised a grim reaper strategy focused on burying legislative priorities coming from House Democrats and Speaker Nancy Pelosi. President Trump, meanwhile, has not fully explained what he would like to see Congress accomplish, particularly on gun control. That's left McConnell mainly focused on confirming the White House's administrative and judicial nominees. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And on Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is off 21 points, or on 21 points. The Nasdaq down 43. This is SRN News.
Sunny and hot this afternoon. Expect the high 97. Tonight, mostly clear, low 74. Tuesday, mostly sunny, not as warm, with a high 92. Tuesday night, partly cloudy. Expect a low 73. Wednesday, mostly sunny, with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 89. Thursday, mostly sunny, with a better chance of storms, high 88.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Mission sequence time.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engines running. Commit. Liftoff.
Hey, folks, good afternoon, and welcome to SWAT Radio. Brad Sykes here with my good buddy Doug McCary on this blistering hot Monday afternoon, at least here in Jacksonville. I don't know how things are up in coastal Virginia or over in Mississippi, but it is hot here, Doug.
It is very hot. And, you know, to look outside now, you would have no idea that just a little over a week ago, everybody was sweating Hurricane Dorian. In fact, it was a week since it hit the Bahamas, and it's the most destructive storm ever to hit Abaco and Grand Bahama Islands.
Well, and by the way, glad you brought that up. I was going to mention it sometime in the program. If you, we've opened up a portal basically in our website. If you want to give to what's happening over in the Bahamas, our good friend Jimbo Stockton is doing some really great gospel work over there.
Oh, yeah, so, he has. And they've already, I think they made one trip down there already. They're working out of Stewart with pilots. Mm-hmm. They do have a need for more pilots and planes to help take stuff over there. So if you have a plane, access to a plane, if you are a pilot and know somebody that will let you rent their plane or borrow their plane, they are trying to get supplies over there. Listen, up to 90% of the buildings in the most damaged areas were, destroyed. 90%. Can you imagine?
Yeah. And I heard over 70,000 are homeless.
Yep. 70,000 people, and those homeless people need food and water. Of course, they're trying to get some of them up on cruise ships here to the States, but there is an urgent need. They need uncontaminated water, they need food, and they need shelter. And there have been a lot of people mobilized to help. And Jimbo has been going down there, Jimbo Stockton, for years working with the people down there. And the one guy said, it's just unlivable. It's unlivable. He said, after the water's gone, what do? You got to have water to survive. And so people get so thirsty and in such a bad way that they drink unpotable water or water that's hazardous. Then they get sick, and there are they're still finding bodies down there. And so you need to pray for the people down there. Brad, I was reminded, and I shared this, I don't know if I shared it with you on Thursday. I was reminded of the story of, I think it was Thursday, that pastor over in Myanmar, Burma, who survived for 8 hours. A lot of people have forgotten about what happened because it's in such a remote part of the world over there. It's in another part of the world. But they lost over 200,000 people. I want you to imagine just for a second, 200,000 people died as a result of that storm. I mean, that's unbelievable. They were losing 1,000 people a day after the storm because of dysentery, lack of water, lack of food. And so we have a real kingdom opportunity. If you want to give anything to help the people in the Bahamas, it 100% goes straight through our ministry. You can go to SWATradio.com, click on donate. It will go directly to Jimbo to help get the supplies over there and to get supplies for the people over there. And, you know, I just think as believers, we need to be praying for those people and helping those people. So
amen. In fact, I serve on a board, real estate board, that I'm encouraging us to kind of donate to that ministry.
Well, speaking of that, real quick, I want to bring up, there was a guy, and here's the kind of donations you love to see, is there was a guy who donated. He just went to Costco and bought like 100 generators. 100. I mean, he just bought 100 generators, not for himself, but to send on a ship over to the Bahamas. Now think about that for a second. I mean, he goes into Costco and you go, well, I don't have that kind of money. You don't have to buy that many. I'm just telling you that this man walked into a Florida Costco. He bought 100 generators at $4.50 a pop and sent them on a boat over to help the people over there. And there's a kid up in South Carolina that had been saving his money to go to Disney World. When he heard about it, he gave it all to help the people down there.
You know, we were just having this conversation. I shared with you before we even came on the air that I was, I got a lot of things going on Friday. By the way, Friday we'll be doing a rerun, a best of. Mainly because I had a board meeting I was supposed to attend in Orlando. Then on Saturday we were going to be doing Disney, and I haven't been to Disney in such a long time. But my wife informed me of what the cost is.
Oh, it's going up quite a bit.
Roughly $125 a person, and of course my
per
wife
day.
Per day. and my wife, who is just awesome, looked ahead at the weather and she said, "You know, it's a 50-50 chance of rain." And I said, "You know what? I just can't justify spending that money, you know, and I'm tight. I'll just openly confess that. But the reality is I'd much rather take $250 and give it to those who are in need." And again, do whatever God leads you to do. But I think there is a tendency, Doug, within many people who may be listening to us today, to hear a story about a guy who goes in and buys 400, you know, generators and think, well, what's my $10 going to do? Or $20. The reality is, it's all God's money.
It is.
And if you're willing to loosen your grip on a little bit of it, it will go to something good.
Well, yeah, and I want to remind our listeners what my friend Jim Dennison said. He was reminding people about Acts 2:42. You know, it says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. There are four areas there really related to community. And a lot of times, you know, we've kind of lost sight of what that community looks like. You know, Brad, I grew up in a small town, obviously, Meridian, Mississippi, in the South. And, you know, we took pride in our community. We helped each other in our community. And a lot of times when you get some, I mean, I think 9/11 brought that aspect to New York. People, you know, they kind of rallied together and said, hey, we're going to come behind the needs here and do that.
You know, Doug, interrupt you, but, you know, I was thinking about that just before Steve gave us the clue that we're on the air.
Yeah.
You know, that in 2 days it'll be September 11th.
I know.
And what a good reminder. Do you remember back then? I mean, you know, what happened after that? You know,
that
tragic
was 18
event.
Years ago, Brad.
But people did rally around that.
They did. They rallied, and they became a community. Mm-hmm. It was no longer, you know, I'm from this part of New York, or I'm from this part. I'm a New Yorker, yeah. New York, and so here's the thing. As you think about that verse in Acts 2, we're going to get into that in a couple of weeks. When we talk about community, we're going to really break it down. But there's just, I want you to hear that verse again, and I want you to think about these four elements. They devoted themselves, first of all, the first thing, to the apostles' teaching as a community. Mm. And, you know, Brad, I sent out emails. We start SWAT back this week. You know, our SWAT groups start the fall meetings. And if you are not plugged into a men's group, please check out one of the SWAT groups. We have five opportunities for you here in town. On Wednesday morning at
really,
Woody's.
Really, we have six, but,
well,
you know,
well, yeah.
Including our Tuesday morning group.
Well, that's true. Mm-hmm. There's a Tuesday morning group over on the west side that meets at 8 a.m. There's a group that meets at 6:30 on Wednesday morning at Woody's Barbecue out at the beach. There's a group that meets here at the Salem Center where we broadcast, 7235 Bonneville Road. It meets at lunch. We'll be having Chick-fil-A this week, who's one of our sponsors. We're meeting at IHOP for the first time. We've moved our Wednesday night location. For all you pancake lovers out there and burger lovers, because they serve it all now, IHOP on Hodges and Beach at 7 p.m.
So it's not International Half of Pancakes anymore?
No, it is. They okay. were going to change it to IHOB. They yeah, said, some guy goes, that ain't going to work, so it's IHOP. And we're working. They're great. They've got a separate room for us there. Thursday morning at Jumping Jack's House of Food, one of our favorite burger places in town.
I was going to say, can you tell we like food?
Yeah. And then Friday down at the Village Inn. And then our brother Rich Griffith, who used to be a Jaguar, is now a missionary out in Colorado Springs. He's starting. And we're hoping to get one started up in Virginia and Mississippi. And I got a call today about starting a group over in Pensacola. So, but the apostles' teaching was the first thing it talks about. And you know, we've been talking about the core values. We talked about God's word, our authority. We talked about prayer, staying close to the commander. We talked about evangelism, engaging witnesses for impact. And this week, we're talking about discipleship, making his last command our first priority. And part of that discipleship is being in community.
Yeah.
Jesus didn't just say, follow my teaching. It starts with teaching and his word, but he says, no. It says they devoted themselves to the fellowship, and that's the larger public community of faith. Those people in the Bahamas, they're part of our fellowship if they're believers, you know?
And it's an opportunity to pray, to care, and to share. And, you know, so often we like to jump over the prayer and care and go right to sharing.
Yeah.
Listen, we have an opportunity right now to pray for those in the Bahamas. So hope you'll join us today. If you
want
to call in and give.
Yeah.
If you want to call us, we'd love to hear from you in Meridian or Virginia or Jacksonville, whatever.
Or wherever.
St. Augustine, Texas. Call us at 844-777-7928. That's 844-777-7928. If you have any comments or questions, you can email Doug and I at ask@swatradio.com. By the way, you can go to swatradio.com. You can listen to past broadcasts. In fact, I was out on Friday, Doug, but I'm looking forward to tonight, or not tonight, but tomorrow, listening to the broadcast on Friday, which you told me was really good.
It went really well.
Anyway, hope you join us. We'll be right back. SWAT Radio.
This program has the potential to reach millions of men each week. If you'd like to learn how you can support this unique program that is helping men understand the truth about Jesus through God's Word and how to impact their lives and the lives of others, then go to www.swatradio.com. Then click on the donate link to help SWAT Radio pass on the truth for the next generation.
We're so grateful for having people like Tom Neal Truck Company sponsoring SWAT Radio. Tom Neal Truck Company is located at 417 Edgewood Avenue South in Jacksonville, Florida. Tom Neal is a full-service franchise truck dealer for Freightliner, Western Star, Volvo, Isuzu, and Sprinter vans, offering new and used truck sales, service, parts and truck rental and leasing to the North Florida and South Georgia truck market. More information on Tom Neal Truck Company is located at www.tomneal.com. That's www.tomnehl.com.
Ramblers in the wilderness, we can't find what we need. We get a little restless from searching, get a little worn down in between. Like a bull chasing.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. That was like, is it time?
It's
usually
time.
I get this little signal, but glad you joined us here at SWAT Radio. It's a Monday afternoon, and it is very hot, but we're glad to have you on with us, and especially our friends up in coastal Virginia at 100.1 FM and 1010 AM. Also, our folks over in Meridian, Mississippi at 1390 AM and 93.1 FM, WMER.
Yes.
And listen, if you are listening to us, however that might be, maybe it's maybe you're listening to a past broadcast. I don't know. But if you're listening to us live and we don't broadcast in your city, but maybe you'd like to have us broadcast. By the way, you may not be aware of this, but it's the only men's live broadcast, like talk show type format that we know of. Hey, if you like it and you're interested, you know, maybe we can branch out.
Yeah, we'd love to come to your city.
Or maybe you want to support what we're doing.
Yeah, if we're always looking for national sponsors as well. So we'd love to talk to you about being a part of that. You know, Brad, you had mentioned about listening to Friday's program. I just want to remind people, they can go to SWATradio.com at any time and click on past programs and listen to some incredible guests that we've had. I mean, we have been very blessed to have guys who have real life perspective and guys who teach, who don't just sit in a seminary office and you know, contemplate this stuff. They live it out.
Yeah.
Whether it's Paul Miller, who talked about praying, or Don Whitney, who talked about the Word of God and meditation. By the way, Brad, I am 49 verses into Psalm 119.
You gotta rub it in.
No. But I have to tell you that you and Professor Whitney were a big part of that. Because of, and even Tim.
Well, I was going to say, I didn't want to mention this during the broadcast, but I was watching the Jags game yesterday.
Oh, goodness.
And I get an email from my brother-in-law. Actually, it was just a text message. And he, when I was in Houston.
Because they play Houston next week.
Well, when I was in Houston 2 weeks ago, after dropping Hannah off in Colorado, he and I just late one night just kind of sat around and talked. And I was encouraging him that he had encouraged us,
yeah,
you and I. And he has always been an encouragement to me because he's family. And he is the vessel that God used to bring me to Christ. And his encouragement to not only study the Word, but to meditate and memorize it, to hide God's Word in my heart. So I began to share with him what you and I had been discussing just over the summer, that we were going to commit to memorizing Psalm 19, and then once that was done, we're going to move to Psalm 119, which, by the way, is a monster.
It's 176 verses, and it is so overwhelming that you can't, you know, but here's the thing, and I told Lori this the other day. So what if I can't memorize at all? I get there and I just go, man, I just can't do it. My brain can't do it. I'm trying, but I spend every day trying. What have I lost?
Man. You know, Doug, so I've said this before, Vicki and I started to memorize scripture together about 3 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. And to this day, I cannot fathom why we didn't do this earlier.
Well, I know. Isn't that crazy? Because Lori and I do the same thing.
And our goal was to have like 150 verses memorized. Now, yeah. Let me just tell you, I mean, that's a year, 150 verses a year. We figured we can probably memorize 2 verses a week,
mm-hmm.
maybe 3. So do the math. About 3 would get you about 150. Needless to say, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
But what if we didn't commit to doing that?
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you, we have probably memorized 50 a year.
Yeah.
So usually one verse or one passage a week. To your point, get started.
Well, yeah, just do something.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you lose? I've talked to 2 or 3 people in the last week who said, you know what, I just can't memorize.
Mm.
I just can't do it. And I said, well, are you trying to do it every day? Well, no, because I can't. Well, I'm like, what do you lose if you repeat a verse to yourself 30 to 40 times throughout the day? You've meditated on it. You've thought about it. It's come out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't sit there and verbally, you know, parrot it back to somebody or speak it to somebody, That's not that big a deal. It's not as big a deal to me as not spending any time doing that to me.
Well, let me encourage, if you are listening to Doug and I as we banter back and forth about memorizing God's word, go to this website. This website, if you are, you know, the reality is we live in a time, Doug, where we're so visually stimulated.
Mm-hmm.
We like that. You know, think of songs. I mean, we play music here that we have listened to when we were kids growing up, and we can still to this day recall certain words of a song. Go to this website. It's oneveryword.com. And on that website, you will see various presentations of God's word only,
mm-hmm.
but they're put to visual presentations. And that's Tim McKenzie, who's been our guest a couple of times. And I'm telling you, it is some of the most worshipful time you will ever have.
Mm-hmm.
It's just to hear God's word spoken, none of his own words, only God's word put to a backdrop of images and video. And it will just bless you. I'm telling you, if you would just pick one of his presentations
mm-hmm.
and watch it for 2 weeks every day, every morning, just let that be part of your time with God.
Well,
you will memorize more scripture than you ever thought you could.
Yeah. So again, tell them that website.
It's oneveryword.com.
Oneveryword.com. And I want to give you one more website. These are good resources
mm-hmm.
because you know what, Brad, what I've found in my life, different things work for different people. So you
Absolutely.
Might go to that website. But another one is biblicalspirituality.org. Now, I know that's a lot, but it's you go to biblicalspirituality.org, and that's Don Whitney's website.
Mm-hmm.
And you just search for this guy's named Andy Davis. Andy Davis is a pastor at First Baptist Church of Durham. He's memorized 42 books of the Bible. And if you remember what Don Whitney said he memorizes the book, then he says it for 3 months, and then he starts another one. And now he may not be able to sit there and quote you every verse directly after he moves on to another one, but he's worked through it
mm-hmm.
and quoted it every day. Brad, wow. I have quoted Psalm 19 every day since I memorized it. I'm going to do the same thing with Psalm 119 for 3 months, and then I'm going to move on. But I want to, and whether I can quote it without helps or not, I'm learning it. And you know what? What's really cool is I was talking to a guy the other day, and I was explaining my system for learning
mm-hmm.
Psalm 119. Psalm 119 is broken into 22 sections of 8 verses each. each, and it correlates to the Hebrew alphabet.
So what section are you at?
So I'm in section 7 now.
Okay.
All right, which is Zayin. It's the Zayin is how, I'm not sure exactly how you pronounce it. It's the Hebrew letter Zayin, which comes after Wow, which comes after Ha. I've learned these sections, and here's what's cool, because of the way it's broken down. If you know, he asked me a question. I said, I think you could ask me about a verse, and I would know what it was, like. So he asked me, okay, could you quote Psalm 119:30? And I thought, I had to go through my mental Rolodex, and I was able to pull it up, because our brains are computers. And you may not be able, because of nerves or other thing, to spit it out, but your brain comprehends it more than you think. Mm-hmm. You go, I can't remember anything. You remember your checkbook number, probably, or you remember your phone number. At least you used to. Now you don't. Now you just know names.
I know mine. I just don't know my
but
wife's.
But we've gotten so lazy as a culture. We don't make our brains work.
Yeah.
And so try to just do this. This is one thing that I'm challenging people that I'm spending time. And by the way, our subject this week is discipleship. And one of the things Jesus did all the time was he was constantly bringing scriptures to the disciples. Yep. And he wouldn't quote the whole thing. Mm-hmm. He would only quote a portion. And I'm sure they had to know where that rest of it was, or they had to go up to him and say, well, I know this is somewhere in the scriptures.
Well, you know how I teach. You've been around when I teach. It is just my... I don't know if style is not really the right word, but usually I use a lot of scripture as I teach a passage, because I believe scripture supports scripture, and that as we're teaching through a text that doesn't stand isolated. It's not an island in and of itself. Mm-hmm. There is scripture to support that idea. And Doug, oftentimes as I begin to quote a verse, I don't finish it because I want you to finish it.
Yeah.
And it's amazing, Doug, how many people know scripture? They just don't realize they
know
it.
Well, they don't know the addresses a lot of times, but they do know it.
Well, I think of, you know, we've talked a lot about this. Tim and I have talked a lot about this. What is the purpose? I mean, God commanded us to meditate on his word. Mm-hmm. God commanded us to memorize. Psalm 119:11 says, I have stored up your word in my heart. Why? There's a reason, so that I might not sin against thee. So the purpose of memorizing scripture isn't simply to show it off. Wow, look how much I've been able to accomplish.
No.
It's for the purpose that we wouldn't sin against God.
Yeah. Well, one of the principles that that Andy Davis says is, you know, just plan on doing a verse a day. Now, the way he does it is he recites it 10 times, and he'll add the chapter number and verse. And then on day two, he does yesterday's verse first. So you review yesterday's verse, then you say today's verse 10 times. And that's how he does it and goes through. The way I do it is a little differently. I will say today's verse 10 times in my head. I'll just say it over and over. And I emphasize each word differently, which I think about each
it's
word.
It's the next word you emphasize.
Exactly. Right. I emphasize that. And then I'll try to say it to my family members. I'll say, you know, today's verse is, you know, remember your word to your servant in which you have made me hope. That's today's verse for me. Psalm 119, verse 49. And so you say that to yourself, say it to others, and you're actually meditating on it as you say it. You're having to think about it. And what have I lost if at the end of 4 months, 5 months, I can't say
of
Psalm 119?
Vic and I were talking about that this morning. In fact, Psalm 19 says, the heavens declare the glory of God. The sky above proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech. Night to night reveals knowledge. There is no words, nor is there speech that cannot be, that is not.
Whose words are,
can't
be heard.
Can't be heard. It goes out through all the world. And he set a tent for it. He set a tent for the sun. In other words, we had this discussion just this morning about what that really means. Is that in those days they would worship the sun. But he is saying, my word is bigger than the sun. In fact, my words are a tent for the sun.
Yeah.
Giving it a visual picture is very helpful. Hey, yeah. Listen, we'll take a quick break. Join us. We'll be right back. SWAT Radio.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Off the Georgia coast, the Coast Guard says rescuers have drilled through the hull of an overturned cargo ship and made contact with four crew members stuck inside. Two of those crew members have now been successfully rescued from the Golden Ray. President Trump with a campaign rally set for this evening in North Carolina. Meanwhile, the president says peace talks with the Taliban in Afghanistan are now dead after continued violence by the terror organization. Consumer borrowing surged in July at its fastest pace since late 2017, driven by a big jump in credit card use. The Federal Reserve says overall consumer borrowing increased by $23.3 billion in July after a $13.8 billion advance in June. It was the biggest monthly gain in nearly 2 years. On Wall Street, stocks remain mixed. The Dow ahead 42 points, the Nasdaq down 27. This is SRN News.
No active accidents, but you are seeing a few slowdowns because of a disabled vehicle on the East Beltway 295 southbound at Pulaski Road. Also, another disabled vehicle on 295 at the northbound ramp to Atlantic Boulevard, and congestion on the East Beltway 295 southbound around Bay Meadows Road. Mostly clear tonight, expect a low 74. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high 92.
You and your family can be missionaries right where you are. On the next Focus on the Family, Shauna Pilgreen shares her family's story of planting a church in a rough neighborhood in San Francisco. Her heartwarming stories of mission work will inspire you to find creative ways to share Jesus in your community. That's next time on Focus on the Family with Jim Daly.
To SWAT Radio, Doug. I love that. That's an old song.
You know what? That is an old song by Stephen Curtis Chapman. But
I will abandon it all for the call.
Yeah, I want to read the words again because that, you know, songs like this you don't hear a lot of them today.
No.
I mean, it's not popular, but he says, nobody stood and applauded them. He's talking about the 12 yeah. that he called. So they knew from the start the road would not lead to fame. All they really knew for sure was Jesus had called them. He said, come follow me, and they came. With reckless abandon they came. Empty nets lying at the water's edge told a story that few could believe. None could explain how some crazy fishermen agreed to go where Jesus went with no thought to what they would gain, for Jesus called them by name and they answered. And you know, I just think, Brad, when you think back to the 12 disciples, mm-hmm. Every Christian influence in our world today, everyone can be traced back to their ministry. Mm-hmm. And they were discipled. They made disciples. They did what Jesus called them, and along with others. And I think somewhere along the line, we have gotten off track as a church. I mean, I'm speaking universally, because discipleship is something we talk about, but we don't do.
I think there's something really significant. And it's interesting. I mean, think about that, the verse in Matthew 4. Verse 19, come follow me, Jesus said, and I'll make you fishers of men. And yet, verse 20, to me, has so much significance. Mm. It says, and at once they left their nets and followed him. Mm-hmm. And we're going to look at, even today, is this idea of, what's it look like to drop your net? Mm-hmm. Or are you going to say, well, I've got some other things I got to get done before I can really abandon it all for that call? Mm-hmm. Listen, if you are his, you've been called. Does that mean you're to quit your job? No. But it means that he is preeminent. And when it comes to making disciples, as you said, one of the core values or principles of SWAT is disciple making, disciples. His last charge, his last command, Matthew 28:19-20, go therefore and make disciples.
Yeah. And really what it means is, as you are going,
exactly,
like wherever you are. And see, I just think, I was having this conversation with a guy over the weekend. This guy has reached the pinnacle of his career field. He couldn't go any higher than he went. And he was there for a while. And you know what? He told me, he just says, you know, as a believer, I know I'm supposed to be building into other people. I mean, and this is what we're called to do. God didn't call you as a believer so that you could just receive. It is to, as you are going, make disciples. Mm-hmm. That means, and we've kind of bought into this idea of learners, because that's what the Greek word means.
Right.
But we got to remember, Jesus wasn't Greek. He was Hebrew.
Yeah.
And in his idea of discipleship is
modeling.
It's modeling and community. Mm-hmm. And this is what I think we miss. And this is what we try to bring out in SWAT. I mean, are we perfect? No, but our heart is that there would not be any guy that comes to a SWAT meeting that walks away without engaging in some kind of relational context with somebody while he's there.
Well, and you've experienced this. I have certainly experienced this. Is deep relationships don't happen once a month.
Yeah,
they just don't. And you know, I have a very deep relationship with my wife because I've spent the last 34 years with her every day. Same with your children. Well, if we want to have deep relationships with those in the body of Christ, there has to be community, consistent, ongoing community. Now, Doug, have you had guys in your life during certain seasons of your life who may have gone distance for a while?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's fine. I mean, I look at guys who've been in my life over the last 40 years, and some of them I walked very closely with for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And I look back and I see God purposely, sovereignly ordained and purpose those men to be in my life during that season.
Yeah.
I needed them.
Well, I think that there are times when people, I think we kind of, at least growing up, I was always looking for that mentor who was going to be the one that would just take me and stay there forever.
Right.
And what I learned from Leighton Ford and going through that Arrow Leadership Program was that, you know what? God brings different people into your life at different times, and learn how to have occasional mentors. Always have somebody who's like a Paul in your life. And I've been very blessed to have guys like Joe White and Steve Farrar and Leighton and other guys who at different times they each spoke into my life and spoke truth. And And you need Barnabases in your life, mm-hmm. people who you're walking with it together. And we need Timothys in our life. So you really need all three of those spiritual relationships. You know, in the business world, you would call it an upline, a downline, and a peer line, you know, or whatever the peer line is. But in the biblical world, it is a Paul, a seasoned person who's further along than you, and a peer like a Barnabas who's an encourager who says, yeah, I'm struggling with the same things you are, and I'm in this with you together. And then a Timothy, somebody who's not quite as far along and somebody that you can share with. I think we all look for people who are more mature than us and even maybe peers, but sometimes we can be hesitant to find somebody who's younger because we don't feel qualified.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to point out that, you know, Paul wasn't perfect, and he was building into people, even though he still struggled. He got rebuked by Peter, even though he's mentoring people, you know. So you don't have to be perfect to be a disciple maker. He never calls us to perfection. Oh, let me restate that, because somebody will call in and say, what do you mean? We should strive for perfection. We should strive for holiness and strive for living a life that honors him in every area. We won't ever get there this side of heaven. So he's more concerned with the direction and also us sharing with other people. And I think we have a hesitancy to bring out the cost associated with that for fear of people will reject. Mm-hmm. And I look at Jesus as our model in Luke 9. I ask you to look that up, because that this week we're going to look at those three responses to Jesus. Jesus had been doing ministry, and three people come up to him and they want to follow him, but they have conditions. And, you know, you don't give Jesus conditions in following him. You can. It doesn't work out too well, no. though. Because, Brad, I want you to read this, and I want us to kind of just start. This is going to be the beginning of our week. By the way, Thursday, we're going to have Pastor Chuck Peterman from Creekside Christian Church come in. He has a heart for discipleship. Their church, he's really tried to make that an important part. And he was very influenced by a guy named David Watson out of the UK, who wrote a book on committed discipleship. Hmm. But he's going to be our guest on Thursday to talk about this. But we're focusing this week on this idea of sacrifice. That's why I picked that song by Stephen Curtis Chapman. It wasn't for gain. And I think everything we do in church, everything we do related to God is, what am I going to get out of it? Not what am I giving to it? Yeah. Even guys coming to SWAT. You know, I tell them, don't come just because of what you're going to get. Come to give and be around other men who want to follow Jesus and learn the word together and walk through the battle together.
Well, I mean, not to repeat what I said earlier, there are guys at SWAT that I've seen that have been coming for years to SWAT. And only now are we beginning to build a really deep relationship. Mm-hmm. So just come and come join us. We'll get started back this week. We'll touch on that in a minute. Let me read the passage for today, for this week, actually. Luke chapter 9, beginning in verse 57. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another, he said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." And Jesus said to him, "Leave the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Verse 61, yet another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home." And Jesus said to him, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God."
That says passage. It all. I mean, well, here's the thing. I want you to imagine you're a seminary student and you get a project to go recruit a disciple. That's your criteria there, is what Jesus, the way he responded to them. You'd probably get reprimanded by your professor for throwing that out. What are you doing? In fact, at a lot of churches, Jesus understood that people following him with the wrong motive is not better than not having somebody follow him at all.
That's so true. We'll touch on that when we come back. Glad you've joined us. If you want to call in, we'd love to hear from you. 844-777-7928. Be right back.
If you'd like to contact SWAT Radio, the toll-free number is 1-844-777-7928. That's 844-777-7928 or 844-777-SWAT. You can also listen to this program through the WTRJ The Truth app from the App Store or over the Internet by accessing www.swatradio.com. We'll be back shortly for further discussion and to take your calls. SWAT Radio is underwritten in part by The Guardian Group. You know Brad Sykes as the co-host of SWAT Radio. While Brad is committed to making disciples both on and off the air, his ministry extends into the marketplace as a licensed real estate agent with Keller Williams Southside. Brad and his wife Vicki are real estate agents in Northeast Florida and are the founding partners of The Guardian Group. They help people buy, sell, and invest in real estate. The Guardian Group, with offices near Butler and Southside Boulevards, 904-580-7255. And online at guardiangroupjax.com. The Guardian Group, happy to bring you SWAT Radio on The Truth.
Now I don't have to look across the ages. His voice is speaking in my heart today. His word is like a flame, consuming all my shame. His life a shining star to show the way. I will follow Christ and I will run the race, fighting the good fight, standing on my faith. I will wear the name of Jesus. I will give him all my life. As for me, no matter what the sacrifice, yes, I'm
back. I'm just, Doug, I wanted to say, hey, can you turn it up over there? I just can't get
I know this
of
is
that.
It's kind of retro day, but that no. I mean, that those lyrics too, let me just read those. He says BB Winans. I love BB Winans, man. He says, I don't have to look across the ages. His voice is speaking in my heart today. His word is like a flame, consuming all my shame. His life a shining star to show the way. And then the chorus, I will follow Christ, I'll run the race, fighting the good fight, standing on my faith. I will wear the name of Jesus, I will give him all my life. As for me, no matter what the sacrifice, I will follow him. Now when you read that passage in Luke, those guys would say, I will wear the name of Jesus, I will give him parts of my life. As for me, not quite sure about the total sacrifice. That's what, see, they limited, they were conditional. And I think, Brad, that's the way nobody wants to acknowledge that, but well, in fact, some people will. I know some guys that do acknowledge it. They say, you know what, I'm just not ready to commit all the
well,
way.
Well, here's the reality, and I'm not, I get it. There's still parts of my life I haven't completely surrendered at times. You know, we all go through seasons where we have our grip on something in this world that we are unwilling to relinquish over to Christ. And that's, listen, you know, if that makes you look down on us, we are just men broken. And I think of Paul, who said, you know, the things I do, I don't want to do.
Mm.
Well, that's because we haven't relinquished those things.
That's right.
And we are continually, I feel like I'm so challenged as we open God's word and we see what God has to say, that I am reminded that I still live in this world. I'm still wrapped in the flesh. I still struggle with these things that I've struggled with for a long time.
Yeah.
And I am continually reminded that I am to lay these things down.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was confessing that today, that, you know, I let my temper get the best of me the other day. And I was like, wow, I've struggled with that for as long as I can remember. Time to time, it peaks its ugly little nasty head up.
Mm-hmm.
And I am face to face with the truth of God's word. And I'm having to confess and say, God, that doesn't please you. That doesn't honor you. As hard as I try to work at it, it is a continual sacrifice that I have to lay this down. And, you know, I think, Doug, when you look at Luke, the verse that I just read to you, Luke 9,
mm-hmm.
where it talks about, you know, it's circumstantial, this idea of following Christ. Well, I've got some other things I need to do before I do that. Listen, and it's easy to say I'll follow Christ. It's a whole nother thing to do it. And I think back of Matthew 4:19, come follow me, Jesus said, and I'll make you fishers of men. And at once they left their nets
mm-hmm.
and followed Christ. You know, everything that was important to the disciples' life was that Simon and Andrew, I guess, is who he's speaking to?
Yeah.
Simon and Andrew made their living fishing.
That was
how about that?
It was everything.
What if
you
went into your boss tomorrow and go, I'm done. I'm going to leave everything behind. I'm not even going to clear my desk. I'm not even going to get my database.
Mm-hmm.
Just drop it and follow Christ. Now, I'm not saying we need to do that. We're not saying, hey, you got to quit your job to follow Christ.
He may
but
want
what,
you to.
Would you be willing to leave behind?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I remember when I left the FBI. Well, it's interesting because when I came back from going on a short-term mission trip to Russia, I met my wife for lunch a couple of days later. She had pulled off the side of the road after listening to that first song we played, or the song from Stephen Curtis Chapman about abandoning it all. And she looked me in the eyes and she said, Doug, if God's calling you to leave the FBI to go into ministry, I'm 100% behind it. And I wasn't planning on leaving the FBI. I just knew I was going to go back to Russia. And I'm going to tell you, for the next 30 days, we wrestled. And we didn't so much wrestle with doing what God wanted us to do. We just wanted to make sure we were hearing from Him in the sense of, yes, there's times, you know, and we never heard an audible voice, but here's what God does, people. He will confirm His will to you. If you're His child and you're asking Him for guidance to make major life decisions mm-hmm. related to His will, that's what He wants.
Yeah.
That's where you have the conversation with Him as a dad and you say, Lord, we just want to do what You want. Think about it. I don't know a father out there who's, if their child comes up to them and says, Dad, I just want to do what You want to do. Will you tell me? Because I want to obey You. That's what he longs to hear.
Absolutely.
These guys weren't saying that
right.
in this passage in Luke 9.
Right.
They're saying, oh, we'll follow You, but first let us do this. And one thing a pastor told me a long time ago, I don't know if it was Tim or somebody else, but they said, delayed obedience is disobedience. If you try to throw up roadblocks to say, yes, God, I will do this, but first let me do this, or I will do this if You do this, you're bargaining with God. And listen, he has already, we shared this last week when we were talking about the hurricanes, you don't measure God's love for you based on your circumstances, and you certainly don't base your obedience on Him doing what you ask. That's a genie kind of approach, or an ATM
mm-hmm,
approach.
Mm-hmm.
He is God. I mean, he is over everything, and if He is moving you, you know, we play a song on here sometimes by a guy named Austin French, and it's called Freedom Hymn. And he says, you know, I'm trying to open up a locked door. I'm pounding or trying to open up this door that you've closed. And Lori and I were having this conversation the other day. A lot of times God doesn't open a door because we're holding on to the handle. We keep trying to turn it open. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, if you just let go, I'm going to take you down the right doorway. Yeah. But we try to open up closed doors, locked doors, that he's locked for a good reason, because it's not going to be part of his plan as the ultimate will to help us.
You know what verse?
But you've probably never done that, have you?
Yeah. I was last week, as part of my weekly study, I was looking at Acts 26, and we were, of course, you and I taught through Acts not too long ago over on the west side. By the way, tomorrow morning I'm going to be teaching over on the west side of town. Mm-hmm. That's at Westside Baptist Church, mm-hmm. and that group meets at 8 o'clock. If you want some good a good study, Doug, you know, we always kind of look. We get these calendars as to what we're going to be teaching and when you're going to be teaching. And I was looking at, I was projecting on what I was going to be teaching, and I was like, oh my gosh, I hope I don't have to teach Romans 9. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm going to be teaching on tomorrow, Romans chapter 9. But anyway, last week I was looking at Paul at Acts 26, where Jesus is on the road. Mm-hmm. And Paul's on the road. Saul is on the road, and Jesus appears to him. And it says this, "We all fell to the ground, and I heard a voice say to me in Aramaic, 'Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads.'" Mm-hmm. And I really just zeroed in on this idea. It's hard for you to kick against the goads. Might be something we need to talk about in the future, but understanding what the goads are. Mm-hmm. In some ways, it's like the shepherd's staff that was meant to guide you. Don't kick against that staff. Mm-hmm. And yet we continually, you and I have been walking with the Lord for years, and yet I kick against the goads.
Wow.
How about you? I mean,
yeah, I know. Well, there's been several times. In fact, Lori and I were talking about it when we had this conversation about how sometimes we get things in our head, whether we don't like the path that God has taken us on, or we're going to help him. Yeah. You know, we decide we're going to hit our plan's better than his plan. Yeah. But I think we got a call. Steve, do we? No? Oh, okay, I thought we had a call. Yeah, we're going to try to help God with his plan for our life to use us for his glory.
Wow.
When he knows the future, but we don't. You know?
Well, I'm going to be talking about that tomorrow. If you want to come join us, Romans chapter 9, we're going to be talking about the sovereignty of God.
Mm.
Can he be trusted?
Well, you know, it's interesting. And this morning I was sharing in my devotional with the girls at breakfast, sharing, you know, before they go to school, we do a devotional, and I'm reading through John with them. And when John the Baptist is confronted, and he says, "Nothing comes to me unless it comes from above."
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's just clearly God's sovereignty. Because his disciples were complaining, "Hey, they're baptizing more than you are. I mean, is that okay? Because that guy was underneath." He says, "Hey, what if we could all grasp that one concept, you know, that God is the one who oversees everything, like you were sharing earlier. He's bigger than the sun, man."
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, I think it's we need that reminder that he's in charge and he can be trusted. And even though you look at that passage that I even read earlier in Acts or in Matthew where they drop their nets. Mm-hmm. Listen, I think we should be dropping our nets every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm constantly reminded that I'm still dragging along some nets with me. And these apostles didn't have it all mastered. You know, you've said it before. They would not have been the guys you would have chosen to be Jesus' disciples.
I don't think nobody would have. But hey, we're out of time, man. So we got to come back tomorrow and finish this week.
By the way, we had a couple of callers there at the end. Hey, call earlier in the program. We'll be back tomorrow, SWATradio.com. Hope you can join us.
Yep.
And we'll be back then, Lord willing.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow, Brad. Yeah.
If you missed a SWAT Radio broadcast this week and would like to hear any show in its entirety, then go to SWATradio.com. Click on Past Shows, where you can listen to the broadcast. Also, if you're looking for a band of brothers that gather around God's Word to be a part of, then go to SWATradio.com and email one of our hosts, and they can get you plugged in to one of the local SWAT Bible studies. Tune in next time to explore how SWAT Radio is strengthening spiritual...
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WAT.